Calculating. You are now entering the break. You are now entering the breaking point.
Welcome everybody back to the Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. My name is Matt Estell.
Ethan Sellers over here. Week 89 of the Breaking Point. One more till 90. Let's get it.
Big number. Big 89.
Is it a big number?
That's a pretty big number.
It's a pretty big number.
That's a huge number.
First time we've been back in a couple weeks, but we're back and better than ever.
Yeah, if you followed our Twitter, you'd know that we have a show today.
Yes.
Follow us at BP Radio Show, and we'll send updates about stuff. Updates? Early in the morning.
Really early in the morning.
Early in the morning. And Ethan likes to drink coffee.
I drink coffee like no one's business.
I don't drink coffee ever. I don't enjoy coffee. But coffee has caffeine.
Yes, lots of caffeine.
Right. And doctors are saying caffeine could be good for you.
See? Finally someone who understands. Finally someone who agrees with me. Caffeine is very good for you, and I have been pushing that for a long time, and people just disagree with me.
I disagree with you.
See?
Just because it's addictive. Coffee's addictive.
I agree with that to an extent. It's not as addictive as various other things, but I will get a headache if I don't drink coffee.
And that's not good. That is a bad sign.
Okay, but what I do, so I'm kind of smart about this, right? So I drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day, which that sounds like a lot.
That sounds like a lot, yeah.
But that's because at the beginning of the school year, I only drink 1 cup of coffee, and then I slowly progress through the coffee cups. Because over the summer, I detox, and I don't drink any coffee.
Oh, well, then it's going to be really hard during summer.
Yeah.
To live.
Yeah.
For you.
Well, after like the first couple of weeks, then you become fine.
Right, but there's only so many weeks to summer.
True.
Yeah. So caffeine's always been regarded as something that can be like bad for your heart because it elevates the heart rate and stuff. But caffeine's also an antioxidant. It neutralizes negative cell waste and it preserves like your cells' long-term health.
Antioxidant, that means like it dehydrates you, right?
No.
No.
It means, well, it's what I just said. It neutralizes negative cell waste. And
what does that mean?
Preserves long-term health. So like,
oh, so it makes me
your waste,
long-term healthy?
Your cells produce like waste, and that gets rid of them.
Caffeine
gets rid of it, and it makes your cells healthier.
So yeah, I'm a genius.
Right. So not related, but sort of related. There's this store, Waitrose.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's like a Costco for the UK.
Okay.
And they have...
UK.
What?
Just had to throw that in there. James.
The UK. Mr. James.
Yep.
Shout out Mr. James, wherever he is. He's not here yet.
Nope.
But they have free coffee and tea for people.
Free?
Free. If you belong.
What do you mean?
So like it's like Costco, I think.
So like if you have
a membership, then you have, they have like self-serve machines.
Oh my gosh, I would become a major caffeine addict.
Right. Well, you already are. But they're getting rid of disposable cups. So they're making people bring in reusable cups.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Jackson Ammons, one day, it was, I forgot my cup of coffee, my morning cup of coffee.
Okay.
So he brought me in a cup of coffee in like this disposable styrofoam cup.
Okay.
It was the nastiest cup of coffee in the world. I don't know what, he may have done something to the coffee.
Do you blame the cup?
I blame the cup because I don't know what else it would be. Maybe he just messed it up and put something else in it.
Maybe.
I have no idea. It tasted like plastic.
Did it come from the Ammons household?
Yeah.
Maybe they just have bad coffee there.
That could be as well. Like, I have absolutely no idea what happened.
Well, like, hot chocolate in, like, a styrofoam cup tastes the same.
Really?
To me. I don't notice it. I'm also not very picky when I eat or drink. So, I don't know if I'm the best source on that.
I'm very prestigious coffee drinker. Like, I have to have the best. It's kind of bad.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
Like, don't you have, like, your own French press?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get it fixed? I know you broke it.
So, basically what happened, right? I have broken 3 French presses in my career.
Oh my gosh.
So every single time I clean it.
That sounds like an expensive habit.
It's like $20. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
But every single time I try and clean it, it's in my sink, right? And it gets slippery. And so I drop it and it just shatters all over my sink.
Wow. That's just sad. Never mind. I don't even know. I don't even know what question I'm trying to ask.
I don't know. But basically what happened was, my sister's in New York right now, so she didn't take her French press.
Oh, so you're using her French press.
So I'm using hers.
So the Sellers family has personal French presses.
Exactly, yes. I used to
because
have like
they drink coffee so much.
I used to have this single coffee cup that's like a French press coffee cup.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and then it broke. So
oh, stop breaking things.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there, it got a hole in like one of the things. It was
okay.
We are kind of the world star of WHJ.
The WHJE world star.
Was Conor McGregor on World Star?
What do you mean? Like
when he had that
2 weeks ago when he got arrested?
When he had a tantrum. Yeah, because we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because we haven't been here for the past 3 weeks or so, and we haven't talked about that.
And it's a very important story.
It's very important. So basically, Conor McGregor, he had a little bit of a tantrum.
He had a little bit of a temper tantrum going on.
Kind of. Basically, what happened was like he kind of threw a rail guard at a bus.
He didn't kind of do it. Yes. He did do it. Yeah. He threw a rail guard at a bus and broke the window.
Yeah.
A bus window.
With people inside of it.
Yeah. And it basically what happened with that, the glass shattered in the window, and a UFC fighter named Michael Chiesa? Got a facial laceration and had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Conor McGregor was charged with 3 counts of assault and 1 count of criminal mischief, which I believe is a felony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not good.
It's either a felony or a misdemeanor. So it's probably a felony.
I think it's a felony.
I would guess. If I was going to guess, it'd be a felony.
But. And so like he turned himself in, which I don't know how they wouldn't just arrest him. I mean, everyone knows who Conor McGregor is.
Didn't they try to arrest him there?
Maybe. I mean, he would just fight his way out.
Champ. I mean, he's just fine. Like, how tall is he? He's like 5'8".
He's short.
5'8", short Irish man.
Short, small Irish man. Very big, though.
Very big.
Very strong man. Just scary. Scary man.
The judge posted bail at $50,000, which is like pocket change.
That's like nothing.
He makes like millions in a fight. That's nothing.
I mean, with Floyd Mayweather, he made a couple million at least.
Yeah. So that's pocket change for him.
So if you have any connections for me to fight Floyd Mayweather, just hit me up. Like, I'll go like half a round. It doesn't even matter.